Do examinations exert a negative influence on students? Examinations used to be considered as a useful tool for teachers to judge the learning progress of the students and see if any subject should be retaught or explained differently. Useful as the tool is, complaints among students and the society about examinations are still quite common. Many people ask, do examinations exert a negative influence on students? In my point of view, the answer is yes. As the saying goes that every coin has two sides, examinations are no exception. Besides their advantages, examinations also exert a negative influence on students. On the one hand, examinations restrict students' knowledge learning and competence building. Because lots of things such as school admission, employment, certificate acquisition, etc. are determined by examination results, it's no wonder that students have to attach great importance to examinations. Under such circumstances, examinations do not motivate students to read widely and seek knowledge, but restrict their reading because what has to be learned is rigidly laid down by a syllabus. They do not motivate students to build their competence, but induce cramming just for higher test scores. On the other hand, examinations affect teachers' teaching, which directly influences students. Teachers are often judged by their students' examination scores. As a result, they make great efforts to train their students in exam techniques rather than transmitting knowledge and fostering talents. In conclusion, the negative influence of examinations on students does exist and can't be neglected.